This isn't a holiday story. This is the story of two Jewish people from Brooklyn, and it's a camping story. And so, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, you learn a lot about camping. And so the one thing you learn is that before you go, get good directions. And so my wife-to-be and I met in San Diego, and we decided to go camping. So we rented a tent from REI and called up one of my friends who was experienced in camping, who told us about this incredible place called the Domelands. This is in Anza-Borrego State Park, which is a very beautiful state park near San Diego. And the way that we got the directions was over the phone. He said, okay, you go up the little Jeep road. After you park your car, you look for the wash that's on your right and climb up that wash. You go right when you see the cluster of big rocks. And the instructions went on and on like that for about 20 steps, which I wrote down on a piece of scrap paper. We get to the campsite, we camp out, and in the middle of the night there are these incredible grinding sounds outside. And it turns out that a 18-wheeler had fallen off the road and there were cranes lifting it out the entire night. So we had a nice quiet night in our tent, freezing, by the way, because the desert in San Diego is cold at night. But then we get out to the car and look for the start of this hike that we're about to take. And we had a little Subaru hatchback. It was such a basic hatchback. It didn't have a name beyond that. It was a Subaru hatchback. But, you know, it had pretty good handling. We're going on these rocky roads. And finally, we get to a point where we can't go any further. We do see Jeeps going up ahead of us, but the road tilts up about 45 degrees and decide we can't do that. So we leave the car there, and we start following the directions. And so there is a wash where we, for those who don't know, this is a dry riverbed, but fairly steep one, covered in boulders. We climb up it, and we follow the directions. After about 10 of those 20 steps, we realize we're pretty far up into regions we have no idea where we are, and threatening clouds start appearing over the horizon. They're getting closer and closer, darker and darker, and we decide we better get back. So we turn around, but all the trails look the same. Nothing is marked. We haven't seen another person on the entire hike. And so we start heading in the general direction that we're supposed to go, but we can't see our goal. We're up hundreds of feet above where we started. And so we enter a wash, and this wash looked like the one we'd come up on. It had boulders, had tree roots, had bushes. But the thing about it that made us think that maybe it wasn't our wash is that there were drops that were much steeper than the ones that that we had come up. 12-foot drops off the from one boulder to the next. And we're not really sure if we can find our way down. And we're looking at the sky and realizing that this is essentially a dry riverbed, pitched at maybe 50 degrees. If it starts raining, it's going to make it pretty tough to get down there. You know, a few times we throw our stuff down, we scramble down, we help each other, but we have no idea where we're going because we're in this groove, essentially, in the plateau. So we're getting really worried, and this is before any of us had cell phones. We have the scrap of paper, which is now realizing is mocking us in terms of being of any help in terms of figuring out where we're going. And then we make one more turn in the wash, and sitting there about 10 feet away is the red Subaru hatchback. The road that we had gone up was also about 20 feet away. So these two washes ended up in the same place. We get in our car, it starts raining torrentially, but we're back on the highway just about that time and make it home safely. So I figured from this and other incidences that I lead a charmed life, and it's makes sense that we ended up in Charm City. Thank you.
Geo Wittenberg.